Welcome to the Travel in Europe podcast from Europe à la carte. I'm Karen Bryan, editor of Europe à la carte, where you'll find real reviews and tips on what to do in Europe and the best places to visit in Europe. In this edition of the Travel in Europe podcast, I'm going to talk about customer service from travel companies in the UK. And this is based on two recent brushes I've had with UK travel companies. The first one was on East Coast trains, and the second one was related to the hotel booking website, booking.com. So starting off with East Coast, a couple of weeks ago, I was travelling with East Coast from Edinburgh to Berwick-upon-Tweed. And I witnessed a passenger who had lost his train ticket having to leave the train at Berwick. It was going to cost him £152 to buy a ticket on board the train for the Edinburgh to London journey. Now, the hope was that this guy would be able to buy a cheaper ticket, cheaper than the £152 quoted by the ticket inspector, either at the Berwick-upon-Tweed ticket office or online, because he had a netbook with him. And then if he bought it online, he'd be able to get his tickets printed at the station machine. Now, as I was sitting diagonally opposite this unfortunate passenger, I did hear what was going on. Now, he had 5 or 6 different tickets. You know, when you get your tickets printed at the machine, there's a pile of them. There's one that's a receipt. There's one, I think, that says that it's nothing. There's a ticket for each leg of the journey and a reservation slip for each leg of the journey. So this unfortunate guy had just lost the one ticket, the actual ticket for this. So the guard or ticket inspector said, no, you have to have the ticket. But the guy did ask the ticket inspector if he couldn't trace the booking through the receipt. Now, I know when I do, I'll usually book my train tickets online, I get an email confirmation, which I do print out and take with me in addition to my ticket, that gives me the reference number and all the booking details. So the unfortunate passenger did ask, was this not possible for his ticket to be traced? And he was told, no. Now, I observed that my print at home ticket had a barcode on it. So I did ask the guard if it would be possible for him to scan the barcode from the ticket PDF on this passenger's mobile phone or laptop screen. But the guard poo-pooed this idea, saying the barcode had to be on a printed ticket. Now, I couldn't quite understand why, because I'm aware that now some airlines allow you to use your mobile phone for paperless boarding. I really don't see the difference between scanning something on a mobile phone screen, a laptop screen, and a piece of paper. I suppose the issue could be it's difficult to get online when you're on a train. I know that sometimes the East Coast Wi-Fi or my USB modem, I just can't pick up a decent signal. So that could be the one problem with that. Now, I totally agree that East Coast should take a firm line with fare dodgers, but I really think there could be some mechanism for passengers who have purchased a ticket and can prove that with a booking reference number or an on-screen barcode, not to be charged the full fare for a replacement ticket. Or perhaps they could, if they do have to pay the full fare, they should be able to prove that they have originally bought the ticket and get a refund for the full fare, minus a small admin fee, because it just doesn't seem, we all should be careful. Yeah, you shouldn't lose your ticket, but sometimes these things happen, and it does seem a bit stiff when they should be able to trace your booking. I mean, for goodness sake, even Ryanair only charge you £40 to print your boarding pass if you turn up at the airport without it. So for East Coast to say you have to buy a full price ticket does seem excessive. So East Coast, I think you should brush up on your customer service and be able to have some sort of mechanism to help out passengers who have lost their tickets. Now, the other beef I had with travel companies this week was a dodgy email. Now, we all know that there are loads of malicious emails trying to get you to open them and give your details or get some sort of virus into your computer. So I totally agree that everybody needs to be alert. So I received an email, supposedly, pretending to be from Booking.com, about a hotel reservation I'd supposedly made on the 7th of May. Now, the date made me suspicious, as I already had a reservation at a travel lodge in Inverness that night, and the email didn't have my name on it, just said, "Dear space." It asked me to open an attached zip file to see details of the reservation. Now, although I'm usually quite careful, if I hadn't recognised the date and I had about 20 other Windows tabs open, as is normal when I'm working, it's possible I could have clicked on that attachment, you know, not being careful. However, I did send an email to the address at the bottom of this dodgy email I received, which was the email address customer.service@booking.com, just to flag up the issue to them to tell them that it was a dodgy email doing the rounds. However, when I didn't get a message saying undeliverable from that email, I thought, is that maybe a genuine address using the booking.com domain? However, I was busy doing other things and I just thought, delete the dodgy email. But when I still didn't receive a reply, I thought I really should phone booking.com just to alert them to this dodgy email. Now, they told me that an email had just been sent round the customer service advisors to tell people like me who phoned up about the dodgy email just to delete it. So I did a tweet on Twitter and a couple of Facebook updates to warn people about this email. But I was a wee bit surprised I didn't see anything regarding this email on the Booking.com Twitter stream. Booking.com must have picked up my tweet because they asked me to follow them on Twitter so they could send me a direct message. I followed them and a few messages went backwards and forwards between us in the next 45 minutes. I said to Booking.com, "I phoned your customer service department to alert them to a dodgy email, and they said they knew about it and were advising callers to delete. But I think you should flag up this issue." And Booking.com replied saying, "The email you received is not from us. We advise you not to open it. The issue has been raised." So I replied, "Yes, I realised that because of a zip file that it wasn't genuine, and I do have a hotel booking for the night in question, but shouldn't you be alerting customers?" So Booking.com again reiterated the email was not from them and they advised me not to open the email. But I asked them, "Are you publicly advising everyone not to open this email? I think you could do this on Twitter, Facebook and your site." And Booking.com said, "We'll keep an eye on the matter and we'll take appropriate action if necessary," and thanked me for my feedback. Now, what is deemed appropriate action when something like this happens? I mean, Booking.com can just shrug their shoulders and say, "It's not from us, nothing to do with us. People have to be careful with their emails." And yeah, I do agree. But at the same time, I think that this is an ideal way to use social media for travel companies, just to put out a few alerts warning followers, friends, website visitors that there is a dodgy email doing the rounds, just to try and avoid the risk of people getting a virus from that malicious email. Now, it is an awful situation when someone's pretending to be you or your company and contacting people using your name or brand. I mean, my Twitter account was hacked. I did tweet to warn followers, and my husband sent out a message to apologise after he had an email hack, which resulted in pharma ads going to all his contacts. So, what do you think travel brands should do in this sort of situation? Should they just keep quiet, as it's your own responsibility to be careful with emails, or should they put out some sort of warning just to alert people? Now, that evening I did a bit more digging, and it appears that this malicious email purporting to be from Booking.com has been doing the rounds for a couple of months. I found a Cisco security alert dated 2 months prior, more than 2 months prior, and it gave a copy of the email just to warn people. So I'm surprised that Booking.com are still ignoring something that happened a couple of months ago. So, I'd love to have your feedback on the issues I've raised about East Coast trains and what companies should do when there's dodgy emails. I mean, people are more familiar with attempts some banks to get you to log in. But if you go to most banking websites, you will actually see if you receive a suspicious email, and there's an email you can forward it to. I'd like to see booking.com maybe doing something like that, just to reduce the risk of people, you know, getting something, picking up something from this email. So do join us again soon for another Travel in Europe podcast. You can read all our articles on full on the blog at www.europealacarte.co.uk/blog. You can subscribe to our podcast in iTunes. Do join us again soon. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.